Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. We are picking up on day three of our What Does It Mean to Follow Jesus devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description below if you want to follow along. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is John 10, verse 27, and it says this, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me."
The devotional is titled, He Wants You. If you've gotten to the final day of this plan and you feel that you need to do more spiritual activity to follow Jesus, then we need to set the record straight. What does God really want from us? Does he want our religious activities like attending church or doing a Bible study? Does he want us to refrain from watching or doing bad things? Doing good things and refraining from doing bad things is not the goal of following Jesus. Loving him is. That's what he wants. He wants you. God wants our hearts and our entire devotion. And then guess what will happen? We will do things like attend church and study the Bible because we want to know him more. We will consider what we watch and say because we want to be more like him. We will be kind and generous because we want to do what he's called us to do. Our spiritual activities should not come first, nor should they be obligatory. They follow our heart's devotion. When we say yes to Jesus and receive his salvation, we die to self. But the next day, we will have to die again, and the next day, and the next. The battle with our selfish desires occurs the moment we wake up until the moment we drift off to sleep. Dying to self is an everyday event. The more we follow Jesus, the more we should be dying to self. Why? Because we have sought after God and learned this. His higher, better ways supersede our mediocre, average ways. So what happens when we mess up? Is he mad at us? Are we going to get punished? Will we miss out on heaven? Is there a spiritual button that is pressed that sends us back to the beginning for a do-over? Hardly. One thing we have to realize is that when we fully surrender to Jesus and allow him to live through us, we are getting full access to his grace. We cannot exhaust his grace, for it covers a multitude of sin. Even when our sin quota reaches a multitude, we are covered. We hope that frees your mind a little to know that as Christ followers, we get access to his unspeakable power, his never-ending love, and yes, his limitless grace. There is no sin we can commit and no distance we can travel away from him where he will not bridge the gap with the full force of his power, love, and grace. That's someone worth surrendering to and living for, and that someone is Jesus.
Yeah, I think one big takeaway from this entire devotional series has been that, like, when we look at what God is asking of us in terms of denying ourselves and picking up our cross daily, those aren't like religious acts. It's not like checking a box of like, oh, I did my devotional today, so now everything's great. Or, oh, I went to church on Sunday. Or, oh, I tithed. Or, oh, I did this, so now I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. It's not like this formula of I'm going to do X, Y, Z, and now everything's going to be peachy. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't want our sacrifice. He wants us. Mm-hmm. We need to give ourselves to him.
Yeah.
Not just our actions. We need to give ourselves, like, yeah, our whole selves. That includes our worries. That includes our fearful thoughts. Doesn't include just all of our cool religious activity. What that means is he wants all of us. He wants our desires. He wants us to desire him.
Yeah.
He wants us to want him.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to my friend Brittany's podcast today called Embrace with Grace, and she was talking about how sometimes the Lord doesn't just immediately get us out of hard situations because he wants us to lean on him. He wants us to pray to him, mm-hmm, and he wants to show us how much we need him. And if we could figure it out in our own strength, if we could, you know, just walk in peace and joy and love and all of those things without him, then we'd forget how much we need him. And so I think it is about, you know, switching our focus to not checking off the religious activity, but truly just seeking after who he is, just to love him and let that be, you know, what we want to do every single day.
Yeah. I mean, it's ultimately like, even whenever, you know, you and I got married, I didn't want all the things you can do for me. I wanted you.
Yeah.
You know, and as we become one with Christ and we have this union with Christ, he wants us.
Right.
And there's a real paradigm shift when you realize that this person's going to love me regardless of my actions. However, their love for me and their willingness to comfort me and the peace they offer me and the joy that they give me are things that directly impact my actions.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
You ready to pray son out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you for this devotional, Lord, and how it reminded us to focus more on you, Lord, and less on us, less on our worries, Lord, and more on who you are, how big you are, how beautiful you are, how powerful you are, and yet how personal you are, Lord, that it's all about the relationship with you. It's not about our activity. It's not what we can do for you or do for the kingdom, God, but it's more about what you're doing in our heart. Lord, you care about our heart more than anything that we do. Would you remind us of that today? We love you, Lord, and we can't do it without you. Right now, we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate. Your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure. Love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Don't forget that we have a video coming out today at 10:30 Eastern time.
It's a good one.
It's a grill talk.
It is, with Michelle Reed. Y'all aren't going to want to miss it.
I'm excited to watch it. I don't even know what you guys talked about.
I know. You weren't even there. It's going to be a surprise.
Well, we love y'all, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
Adios.